I'm aware of being patronized.
Yes.
Emerson.
That's not so bad.
Very good. Come on. Very good.
Thank you very much. We're the only thing on Britain's hardest news network right now. But no, I'm presenting it saying I can polish up. I've got something going on there, haven't I? Just something going on.
Well, it's good. I mean, I went to a prison a couple of
them. Oh, I've got something going on there, haven't I?
Years ago. And I had them all whistling.
In the prison.
It cracked the walls.
You had the entire neck swinging.
Have I tried?
No, you had the entire nick on it. Well, yeah, they were all giving it somewhere. They're all the prisoners. Wow, because you could just say then, okay, now just the guys who are in for mail fraud. Oh, we're murderers. Now just the murderers. Just the robbers.
Don't forget, you see, with whistling, anybody can whistle.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything. I mean, I go to a children's school and whistle. All those children are now whistling, right? So they don't have to buy a guitar.
Sure. But did you ever try and patent some kind of whistling device, or were you ever asked to endorse products?
Well, a lot of people think I put a little thing in my mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, whistle through it. So, and when I went to Scandinavia, when I was 14 on the stage, the manager came round and said, because they all started to stamp their feet when I whistled. And he said, they still think he's got a thing in his mouth. And I used to go out, open my hands, open my mouth, and let everybody look inside, and then I'd go... and the audience would applaud.
So you've travelled all over the world, and you've worked with Duke Ellington?
Yes.
Duke Ellington.
It was very nice.
Oh, bet.
Very nice. And after he heard me, he said, who's your agent? I said, Eddie Smith. He says, I want you to go and see William Morris.
He's the top
agent of America. And I went along to William Morris Agency, and I signed on with them. So
you've obviously played Broadway, yeah?
Pardon?
You played on Broadway, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Radio City Music Hall is the biggest theatre in the world.
Wow.
6,500-seater.
Yeah.
And I did 5 shows a day, and I've done over 10,000 performances. Over. Right. And nobody else has done that.
Oh, bet.
And when you whistle, Sanctuary of the Heart... with an orchestra of 90 musicians, 90. That's when you get the thrill down your back.
Well, okay, now we've had an email for you. I can't find the one now. I've dropped it somewhere. What? Oh, you need my car keys. Yes, I've got to go. See, I'm engrossed. I'm absolutely on the edge of my seat. Where are you playing? Where can people come and see? Because we can only hint at it.
I know. You don't have to do that.
But
I'm over here, and I'm at the market, and I'm doing things for the Water Rats, the charity.
Yeah.
And it's one...
But you say that the next one you do, I know you're playing Holt in Norfolk, but where are you playing this week?
Western Supermare on Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
There you are. Just me. 2 hours.
Wow. Just you for 2 hours, and it says here. Also, you've played Sophie Tucker,
yes.
Julie Andrews,
yes.
Ginger Rogers,
yes. Sophie Tucker, she was selling her books in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Right, I did a show with her,
yep.
And she was selling her books, so she had me stand at the side of them to create the crowd.
Literally whistling up a crowd, were you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Suddenly I start whistling. I was in Newcastle 2 years ago on a TV program, and a kid came up to me and says, give us a, I saw you on the television, give me a whistle. A crowd came, the policeman came along and moved me on.
Wow.
I thought I was selling it.
Well, it must be and stuff, yeah? What would you say is your signature tune? Just finally then, Ronnie, what would be your signature tune?
Well, today it's sort of Monster Gunner. If I were a blackbird. Yes.
But you can yodel as well. We haven't heard you yodel yet either.
Yes.
Well, it says here, Rob in Deptford wants to know, what is your octave range? As an inveterate whistler myself, he says, I can boast an octave and a half, not much, which is depressing, compared with Sarah Vaughan's 3-octave vocal range, my own 6-vocal range, and Billie Holiday's 1 and a bit. Your vocal range, do you know what it
about
is?
About 5.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, no. If you see, Ron, would you please whistle us out? We've got to go now and end this session, but thank you very much for taking us back and giving us a whiff of what showbiz once was. Mr. Ronnie Ranald.